Book 12, Chapter 1. The Yau Yau Resort Hotel, San Carlos de Bariloche, Rio Negro Province, Argentina. 20:35 hours, 10 September, 2005. They all crowded into the elevator and rode to the lobby floor. When the door opened, Pesner touched Castillo's arm and motioned everyone else out. "I need a moment with my friend Charlie," he announced, waving toward the dining room. "The rest of you, go in." Everyone obeyed but Max, who simply sat down and looked to Castillo for instructions. The others made their way around him, and when they all had left the car, Pesner pushed one of the upper floor buttons. The door closed, and the elevator started to rise. Pesner somehow managed to stop the elevator as it ascended. Castillo wondered if an alarm bell was about to go off. "I don't want to scare Anna and the children," Pesner said, "so don't say anything at the table." "What's going on, Alec?" Pesner didn't respond directly. "I will arrange for your baggage to be taken to the boat. You can spend the night at the house. Among other things, that'll give us the opportunity to talk." "I can't get far from the communicator," Castillo said, thinking aloud. "And the boy who operates it?" Castillo nodded, then said, "He's the communicator, and he's young, Alec, but don't think of him as a boy." Again, Pesner didn't respond directly. After a moment, he said, "All right, everybody goes. That'll take a little longer to arrange." He smiled. "That's probably better anyway. A gun battle would disturb the guests." "There's a possibility of that?" Pesner nodded. "What's going on, Alec?" "About an hour and a half ago," Pesner said, "Gelini called and said you were back in Argentina." "Gelini?" Castillo wondered aloud, then made the connection. "The CIDE guy?" Pesner nodded. "The man who replaced Alfredo when he was relieved," he confirmed. "And who now works for you?" Castillo asked. Pesner seemed unable to answer that directly, too. "He admires you, friend Charlie. The way you stood up for Alfredo when he was relieved." Alfredo Mons had been chief of CIDE when J. Winslow Masterson was murdered. He had been retired, in fact, fired, in order to be the Argentine government's scapegoat. Castillo, who had found Mons unusually competent and dedicated, thought that the Argentine government's action was inexcusable and had told his replacement, Colonel Alejandro Gelini, so much in less than tactful terms. "Alfredo was screwed, Alec, and you know it. I told Gelini what I thought of it, and him. Gelini could not protect Alfredo from the foreign minister, and neither could I. But there was a silver lining to that cloud. Alfredo now works for you, and Gelini admires you." "And what did my admirer have to say, besides telling you that I was back down here?" "That people are trying to kill you."
"A lot of people have been telling me that lately." "He didn't happen to say who."
"This is serious business, friend Charlie," Pesner said, smiling and shaking his head in exasperation.
"Gelini didn't happen to say who?" Castillo asked again.
"What is that word you use?
Bounty?
Gelini said there is a bounty on you."
"I think he probably meant contract," Castillo said, meaning whoever would whack me would get paid.
Pesner nodded. "What is a bounty?"
"A price the good guys put on the head of a bad guy," Castillo explained, "or on some bad guy who jumps bail."
"Who put out the contract on me?"
"Gelini knows only that the gangsters know about the contract. He didn't know who issued it. It could be something the FSB has done in addition to their own plans for you, but I don't know. They usually like to do that sort of thing themselves."
"What are the FSB's plans for me?"
"What do you think, friend Charlie? First you took out the Cuban, Vincenzo. Major Vincenzo was shooting at me at the time. And then Komogorov of the FSB.
Colonel Komogorov was shooting at you at the time. And I didn't take him out. Lester did."
Pesner shook his head in exasperation again.
"As you well know, when something like that happens,
what the FSB wants to hear, what Putin himself wants to hear, is not some excuse or explanation. They want confirmation that whoever has killed one of them has himself been killed. I know an Argentine cop who has much the same philosophy of life. Pevsner looked at him curiously. I don't understand, he said finally. It's too long a story to be told in an elevator. It will have to wait until after dinner. This time Pevsner expressed his exasperation by exhaling audibly. He pushed a button on the control panel, and the elevator began to descend.